free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in today for David Knight on the David Knight Show. It is January 8th, 2019. President Trump is en route. He is on his way to the southern border to potentially declare a state of emergency over the completely porous and open borders through which hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pour every single day. News from all over the world for you today in China. Of course, with their crackdown on the Uyghurs and their concentration camps and complete domination of that religious sect, as well as a lot of goings on in Europe with the leader of the Alternative for Germany, a political party being beaten nearly to death in an assassination attempt. This comes just a little over a week, or a little under a week, after an AFD headquarters was bombed. In that country, you have Salvini and the populist government in Italy actually backing the Yellow Vest protests. The Yellow Vest protests themselves are ramping up yet again and moving into even more intense financial disruptions. A lot of great news from that. We have Julian Assange coming out and saying without any sort of caveat that there was no connection to the deep state. News from all over the world, news from all sectors of life. But first, Donald Trump, here's what he said about the border wall in his cabinet meeting earlier this month.
Every day, Border Patrol encounters roughly 2,000 illegal immigrants. I have to talk about this. Trying to enter our country. 2,000 a day, and that's a minimum. Every week, 300 Americans are killed by heroin, the vast majority of which comes across through our southern border. Our southern border is like a sieve. It just pours through our southern border. And unless we're going to have physical barriers, it's never going to be able to be stopped. Too much money is being made. Last month, 20,000 minors were illegally smuggled into the United States. In the last 2 years, ICE officers arrested 235,000 criminals who were able to come in over the years through the United States. And we have a very tough border. I think you see that even last night where people charged the border, tried to get through, but they couldn't because we have a wall up. And but tear gas was flying and a lot of things were happening. And I guess for the most part, you've seen it. It's very sad. If they knew they had a physical barrier, if they knew they had a wall, if they knew they had something that's going to stop them, they would have never come up in the first place. The United States needs a physical barrier, needs a wall to stop illegal immigration and to halt deadly inflow of drugs and crime. You have human traffickers. It's a thing that's horrible. Think of it, human trafficking. They kidnap people, they steal people, and they sell people. And because of the internet, one of the bad things that happens with the internet, one of the many bad things, but because of the internet, it's the highest it's ever been in history. And this is a world problem. This isn't a United States situation. This is a world problem. But the southern border is a very, very highly used place by people that do human trafficking. How could it get worse than that? There's a reason why politicians and wealthy people build walls around their houses and their compounds. President Obama recently built a wall around his compound. There's a reason for it, and I don't blame him. We're in a shutdown because Democrats refuse to fund the border security. They try and make it like it's just about the wall, and it is about the wall. I said over the weekend to a number of people that, you know, the wheel, the wall, there are some things that never get old. It's never going to change. We're in the shutdown because of the fact that the Democrats are looking to 2020. They think they're not going to win the election. I guess a lot of signs point to the fact that they're not going to win the election. I hope they're not going to win the election. But they view this as an election point for them.
That's Donald Trump. He's on his way to the border at this moment to, as we say, potentially declare a state of emergency. About dang time. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 8th, 2019. So much news to get to today, but we will be starting with our top story. Of course, that is Donald Trump moving, as we speak, towards the border to deliver a prime time address to talk about the shutdown standoff and potentially declare a national emergency in order to address the situation of the just endless flows of immigrants coming over from Mexico. Now, I don't know if I should tell this story, but I think this sort of illustrates exactly what we're dealing with. Yesterday, I had to go to the DMV here. It wasn't the DMV, it was something similar to it, a government office to get registration for my car. And I admit it's a little bit strange. It's a little bit weird being the only white guy in about, you know, I see about 100 people. Everyone else was of Hispanic origin. In America. Is that weird? Is it racist for me to say that it's weird that 100% of the other people at the DMV were of Hispanic origin? I don't think it's that weird to point that out, because how weird would it be to go to Mexico, go into a government office in Mexico where people are signing up for governmental assistance or registration or what have you, and to find that governmental office in Mexico 100% filled with white Americans? Would it be weird then? I think so. I think that'd be very weird. I think I would look around and say, is America taking over Mexico? Are these colonists who have moved in? What's going on here? And so that's the situation that we find ourselves in, that we just there was a time, if you look at old maps and you can see, like, per state where the majority of immigrants were from, where the majority of background was from, and you look at prior to 1965, you see just all over the place. One state will be England, one state is Germany, a lot of states are Germany, actually, some are Mexico, some are Poland, you know, just all these different places. And then as the 1965 Immigration Act passes, and as time goes on, you see all of this diversity of origin. Suddenly it's all Mexico. It's all Mexico. And so that's what, you know, when Ann Coulter says, she says, you know, they say it's for the side of diversity that they want open borders, but in reality, it's not diversity. It's Mexico. It's just one country that, because of its proximity to the United States, there's no barrier to getting here. So it's just, we are just, you know, Mexico 2.0, I guess. Now, I would like to see Mexico being a strong, vibrant, you know, powerful country like America. I would like to see our neighbor being a powerful, respected, well-run country. It's not. It's full of corruption. It's just absolutely chock full of corruption. The country itself is more or less run by the cartels. And, you know, how are we going to fix that problem? And we can't even fix our own problems. It doesn't make any sense. And if you just look at strictly by the numbers, the idea that 22,000 children were caught at the border in December, that doesn't count the people that weren't caught. That doesn't count the adults, right? The children are going to be a fraction of the number of adults. And yet 22,000 in a single month. Last year, 600,000 people crossed over the border. And of course, that's not just people coming in and, you know, signing up for governmental services that, you know, and not paying taxes because they're not legal or stealing a social security number in order to work. Those are all problems, but also just the untold amounts of money that we spend on rounding up the immigrants, trying to enforce these laws that are not backed up by a physical barrier, are not supported by Democrats in power. They're lambasted. And, you know, it is the Democrats' fault. Every time you see a kid who's been detained because his parents brought him across the border, okay, it's the parents' fault. It's also the Democrats' fault for telling them, yeah, come on over, come across. No one's going to stop you. It'd be hateful to stop you. Okay, come on over. And the parent believes you and follows you and ends up getting arrested and separated from their kid. Or God forbid the kid ends up falling sick along the trip and we're unable to save them. Yeah, that's the Democrats' fault. Bar none. I mean, you know, no question. If you are telling people in Mexico, hey, come on over. All you got to do is cross and you'll be in America. No questions asked. Obviously, they're going to do that. Obviously, you are incentivizing them to cross. So do we have a national emergency? Yeah, I would say that we do. Compounded by the fact that the Democrats will not let us solve this national emergency. The immigration itself would not be so great of a threat if we actually had the resources and the wall and the people and everything to take care of it, to face them, to stop them from coming across and punishing them when they do. The issue would be severely lessened if we were to simply enforce the laws that are on our books. It's the selective enforcement, not just on the border, but of laws across the entire spectrum of the government that we see failure rearing its head. It's because of this. It really is at its basis an abuse of power, because an abuse of power doesn't necessarily mean grabbing powers that are not assigned to you, right? That's one way of doing it, okay? When you see Lena Hidalgo, the judge in Harris County, taking it upon herself to propagandize children into socialism when her job description is to take care of potholes and flooding, yeah, that's an abuse of power, because you are doing things with the power of your office that nobody voted for you to do. That's an abuse of power. It's also an abuse of power if you, say, are Jim Comey of the FBI and you decide not to prosecute somebody. You have been given the authority and the power to make judgments and to bring about justice. And if you get rid of that, if you do not exercise that because it benefits you, because it helps people you know or like or are in collusion with, if it helps them get off the hook, or if, you know, you do it because of a particular meeting on a tarmac, that is also an abuse of power. So not only can, overextending your powers be an abuse, but also not enacting them can be an abuse. And that's what's happening in places like California, places like Austin, Texas, with these sanctuary laws, sanctuary cities. Well, what they're doing is choosing not to do their job. They're choosing not to enforce immigration or to assist in the enforcement of immigration even, because it benefits them or benefits their constituents, or it gets them funding, or whatever the case may be. What they're doing is ignoring their duly elected responsibility because it benefits them, and that is an abuse. So many ways to abuse power. The Democrats in America are finding them all. They are doing them all. Now, later in today, episode, if you will, of the Dave and Knight Show, I will have Chuck Untersee, Texas filmmaker, documentary filmmaker who produced the famous Revelation series, will be joining me in studio for about 30 minutes to talk about his new projects and about how you can see that groundbreaking film for free. Stars in large part Alex Jones himself, as well as several other very big names. We'll get to that. And so much news today. I already went over a little bit in the first five, but in addition to the yellow vest movements happening in France, You have Italy joining them. You have new, really, I mean, really out there ideas for the yellow vests in France. I'll tell you, they're basically planning on making the banks go bankrupt. They're basically planning a run on the banks. So the protesters in France are not getting violent. They're getting smart, folks, and they are threatening to bring down the entire globalist banking system. And we thank them for it. This is The David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight. We'll take your calls later in the show. We'll have Chuck Untersee later in the show, and a lot of clips, a lot of reports. I can't wait to play them. A lot of good stuff from our reporters and reporters across the United States, getting the truth out there, getting you the facts you need to know, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
ago that Chuck Schumer was talking about the border in a way that would seem rather Trumpian nowadays, talking about how the illegal immigrants drain jobs, drain money, take advantage of governmental services, and how it's just plain not good. Back then, he had what we in the business call common sense. What changed? What changed in those intervening years? Well, Donald Trump got elected. They found it suddenly became less safe to seem like you were actually protecting American sovereignty. But why is it important to protect the border? I mean, a self-evident question to some, including myself, and I think probably most people listening to this, but some people need to really have it explained to them. And for that, we have our own Will Johnson with this video, The Left's Silence of an illegal killing officer Singh is deafening. Let's go to that video now.
Hello, my name is Will Johnson from UniteAmericaFirst.com. Here recently in the state of California, we had an illegal alien killed police officer by the name of Officer Singh, which came from Fiji. He came here legally with his family and became a police officer doing the right thing. No one should ever have to go through anything like this. No one should leave their country of origin just to come to another country legally, do the right things, just be killed by someone who came here illegally.
Meeting we had with the president was an example of what we've seen for a long time. A lot of these Democrats who, as Chuck Schumer did back in 2006, voted for a wall, voted for, by the way, $25 billion for the wall. Now the president's saying we need $5 billion next year, and they're opposing it because of Donald Trump, not because of any policy issues. What do they say to Officer Singh and his family, which is a horrible, heartbreaking story, and unfortunately, it happens over and over every single day at the border.
So a lot of people say we don't need a wall. Why do you have walls on your home if that's the case? And a lot of people say we shouldn't build a wall on the border because it's racist. Putting up a wall around your home, putting up a wall for safety and security has nothing to do with being racist. That is another leftist tactic. President Trump is saying that we're going to build a wall because we have to for the safety of the American people. And as a politician in this country, it is your duty to do everything possible to make sure that the American people are safe and secure. If you're not doing that, you should probably step down, move out the way. Where is the mainstream media on this? How come the mainstream media went dark because the officer Singh was killed by an illegal? If this was a white cop killing a black person, that the liberal media would be quiet on it? Absolutely not. They would get people riled up to the point to would be out in the streets, rioting, burning up vehicles and destroying buildings and trying to hurt other people. Where are the politicians on this? How come you don't have Nancy Pelosi speaking up about this? These Democrats that are being protected by the men and women in blue don't even respect the police department. Kamala Harris even came out saying that the ICE needs to be removed, as if ICE is KKK.
Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between
I'm talking about perception.
Officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK.
If this was the other way around, people would be in the streets screaming, talking about no peace, no justice. But as long as it goes against their narrative, they have nothing to say. They'll be completely quiet on it. President Trump mentioned that there were 63,000 people killed by illegal immigrants. Now, if you go over to Snoop's, they won't even say the word illegal. They say undocumented, as if the word illegal itself is now all of a sudden racist. How else do you say it? If someone goes and rob a bank, they're not going to say, oh, an undocumented bank robber. You have the sheriff in this small town, Newman, where he was talking during the news conference, and he straight up said that this is completely political. The policies that the Democrats, and he doesn't say it in the video, but the policies that are put in place by the Democrats in the state of California is the reason why Officer Singh was murdered.
I'm suggesting that the outcome could have been different if law enforcement wasn't restricted, prohibited, or had their hands tied because of political interference.
Now, I'm pretty sure there are people in the state of California that are GOP members that will speak up against this and that have spoke up against this. But pretty much you don't see anything or hear anything from them.
We've got people from everywhere. Yeah, citizens. We're a community. Yeah. We're a community of people who are tired of sitting on the couch and wishing we could do something and watching other people have their voice and not have a voice of our own.
We're normal people that are just tired of it. We're tired of it, and all of you out there that are tired of it, don't sit on your couch. Stand up. Join us. We need help.
When do we say enough is enough? When do we say that? Do we say it when thousands of Americans in one single day is killed by an illegal? When you lose your children? When you lose your husband? When you lose your wife? When you lose your parents? When do we say enough is enough? The state of California, which was a sanctuary state until we started having cities dropping out, opting out of the whole sanctuary state because they didn't want their cities to be a part of it. So, but you still have now Gavin Newsom pushing for open borders. They are trying to destroy this nation. And if people don't wake up to it, we are going to lose this nation from the policies the Democrats are putting into place. My name is Will Johnson, West Coast correspondent for Infowars.com.
Will Johnson, another great report. It's called The Left's Silence of Illegal Killing Officer Singh is Deafening. You can find it on Infowars.com. Really a tragic story, highlights just the, you know, the ideas that these people who commit these murders, or, I mean, just yesterday, a young man, 22, was killed in a head-on collision with an illegal immigrant, and they should never have gotten in. They shouldn't be here and be able to commit the crime. It's not saying that all immigrants or all illegal immigrants are more predisposed to crime or anything of that nature, or even that a killing is more important because an illegal committed it rather than a citizen. It's the simple fact that our citizens are supposed to be protected by our government. That is its main, and I would argue, possibly only real responsibility to its citizens, and yet it completely fails them by allowing people to cross unchecked. Not because they're trying and failing, not because the government is trying its hardest and it just can't quite get all of them. No, they're actively standing down and allowing these criminals to cross into our state. So, I'm going to break this down more in the next segment, and then after that I'm going to get to a lot of the developments about Syria, about Pompeo visiting the Middle East, as well as Bolton being more or less snubbed by Erdogan. A lot of technology news too coming out of CES, it's a Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. A lot of news, folks. We'll get to it on the other side. This is the David Knight Show. I'm Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today as he recovers from his heart attack. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call to talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the 8th of January, 2019. I'll get to the most interesting thing about the immigration debate now, and of course the fact that Trump is going down to the southern border to have a primetime conference about this, a press conference or a speech about this. Trump says just a few days ago, or just yesterday rather, with all the success that our country's having, including the just released jobs numbers, which are off the charts, the fake news and totally dishonest media concerning me and my presidency has never been worse. Many have become crazed lunatics who have given up on the truth. He tweeted Monday, the fake news will knowingly lie and demean in order to make the tremendous success of the Trump administration and me look as bad as possible. They use non-existent sources and write stories that are total fiction. Our country is doing so well, yet this is a sad day in America. I think he's exactly right. They have become crazed lunatics, much in the same way that the Democrats have become crazed lunatics, and that will become abundantly clear as we move throughout this segment. Because this is a story from Roll Call. It says immigration case backlog keeps growing as shutdown drags on. The backlog of immigration cases has risen dramatically as President Donald Trump has tried to crack down on illegal immigration. The court's active docket grew to over 800,000 cases, a nearly 50% increase in the last year. 800,000 immigration cases. That's 800,000 lawyers being hired, 800,000 jail cells being paid for. 800,000 judges having decided on this. 800,000 appearances in court. 800,000 problems that we wouldn't have to have if we would just control our border. Imagine what could be done with the energy, the money, and the time that is being dedicated to essentially slapping these people on the wrist, because pretty much the harshest thing we do to them is send them across the so-called border, which doesn't actually exist. So we spend all the money, we spend all the time, we spend all the energy on these 800,000 backlogged cases, and the result is nothing, because we put them across an invisible line and they come right back over if they so choose. Now the Democrats have totally changed their tune in the last couple years and decided that open borders are literally the most important thing that they could possibly spend their energy on. It's the only thing they really care about. It is fundamental to their globalism, so they have to pursue it at all costs, with all dispatch, as they say in the Navy. And you can see that the Republicans are very willing to deal. Donald Trump himself, very willing to deal. He got the original budget passed through the House with the promise of Nancy Pelosi that that would then begin negotiations in the Senate. Another lie by the Democrats, who are completely stonewalling and being utterly inflexible. Why are they being utterly inflexible on this position? It's a very simple answer, my friends. It is because you cannot undo the wall. The wall would be just as expensive to tear down as it will be to build up. So pretty much any other thing, they can kind of know, all right, we'll let them have this one now, and then we'll come back in and we'll change it when we're in power or whatever. The wall is a physical barrier that will be very solidly planted into the earth. They cannot remove the wall very easily. That is why they are so intent on stopping it being built. It's because they can't simply undo it. They'd have to spend a lot of money and a lot of time to tear it down, which people would not be okay with, because once the wall is up, everybody would say, wow, our immigration is much lower. There's a lot less money being spent on trying to control this. And they say that oh, no deal has been made. Nothing has happened. But here we see a quote from House GOP leadership aide saying Democrats were given what they asked for, which is a detailed breakdown list of the administration's proposals for border security that includes the wall and other border protection measures. Democrats were given the opportunity to ask questions of Secretary Nielsen and hear DHS's justification for the specific funding request. Their justification made it abundantly clear why it's necessary to have this level of funding to effectively secure our border. And then the Democrat official comes out and says, no progress was made. Nothing. Nothing. No, we didn't hear anything. They're total liars. They don't care. They are simply here to undermine and destroy the United States from within. I mean, that's it. That's what they're trying to do. And here's the most important thing that we need to take away from this, and really the most interesting to me. First of all, I'll give you the emergency declaration stipulations that President Trump will be working under. It's Section 2808 of the Title 10 U.S. Code pertaining to military construction. According to that statute, if a president declares an emergency, quote, that requires the use of armed forces, he may undertake military construction projects and may authorize the secretaries of the military departments to undertake military construction projects not otherwise authorized by law that are necessary to support such use of the armed forces. And then, we have people from the Strategic Center, the CDR, Center for Strategic and International Studies, saying that this isn't an international issue. This is a law issue. This is a law enforcement issue. No, it's not. These are American laws, but they're being broken by foreigners. That makes it an international affair. My friend, my suggestion to Donald Trump is to simply activate the militia and allow regular citizens to go down and defend the border. Illegal crossings will cease quite quickly. But here is the funniest thing, interesting thing, and in a way most terrifying thing. To air or not to air, networks face pressure over broadcasting Trump's immigration address. President Donald Trump's planned primetime address on immigration Tuesday night put the broadcast networks in a difficult position as they debated whether to carry the address live. But in the end, they agreed to the White House request and will air the speech. This is total BS. Obviously, they're all going to air it. But this gives you a window into what they're trying to do. And in fact, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer released a joint statement demanding equal television airtime. Yeah, you can have equal airtime, just win the presidency. That's how you do it. You can do whatever you want. They say it'll be filled with malice and misinformation. They haven't even heard it. Yeah, win the presidency. But look, they are actually debating not showing this, which, like I said, they're going to show it because they want the money. They want the attention. They know all eyes are going to be on this. You can, of course, find the stream at Infowars.com when it goes live there at 9 p.m. tonight. But basically what they're saying is we should have the ability, we, the media, we, the unelected, you know, corporatists in New York and L.A. should have the ability to decide whether or not the president gets to get a message out. This is why the president's Twitter is so important. This is why his press conferences are so important, because if they had the choice, they would put everything the president said through their own filter before they let it get to you. They are not interested in getting you the truth. They are not interested in revealing to you the reality of the world around you. They want to manipulate and control reality and only allow you access to the information that benefits them. They only want you to know what they want you to know. And of course, we have a USA Today article saying news networks should not air the Trump wall speech without fact checking it first. We know how fact checking works in the mainstream media, don't we, folks? Don't we know what that means? It means they hide the information they don't want you to see. But this is what this incredibly narrow-minded writer says. The fake, he says, on the same day that his continued never-ending attack on the free press, President Trump is asking the media to give him prime time air to address the nation. They shouldn't. It's a disservice to the American people to broadcast without context or real-time fact-checking someone who's using the airwaves for the sole purpose of lying to the American people about an overtly racist agenda. It's overtly racist. These people are incredible, incredible in their just brazen desire to keep you from the information and keep you from the information that you need. Here's the reason that they'll air it. It's because they can't put a lid on it. You see that they want to stop us from talking on the internet. They want to stop us from getting our information out there. The reason that the internet was so important was that it circumvented the control of the big mainstream media complexes. But if they can't stop you from hearing the information, they have to package it. They have to give you the right angle on it. They have to skew it in some way. They can't just let you hear it. They have to package it. So that's why they'll air it. They'll air it so they can cover it in misinformation and shroud it in a costume of lies. That's what they want.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques.
Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I try to listen to other radio shows similar to ones that you find on InfoWars, you know, that try to break down the political situation from the conservative viewpoint. And I find myself frustrated because they only approach things at a political level. They only are concerned about politics for politics' sake. They're concerned about, you know, what voters will respond to or what is happening in the halls of power. The thing you have to realize about what's going on in the world right now is that it's not just politics. Politics is one expression of an overarching plan by the people in power to remove liberty wherever they can find it, to identify and eradicate your ability to live freely and to flourish. And so it's not just politics, it's everything. And of course, one of the main, outlets of this is, of course, the media. I talked last segment about the fact that they want to not air President Trump's address, but here are some options. Here are some suggestions from the writer from USA Today. Well, he suggests maybe you air the president's address on a 15 to 30 minute delay so they can fact check his statements and air those fact checks as the remarks are broadcast. He suggests maybe they refuse to air the speech in its entirety and only air newsworthy sound bites about substance and public policy. He suggests they get an advanced copy of the speech and clear it for accuracy before agreeing to air it and to give a Democrat equal time as the president. Yes, folks, these narcissistic, just greedy fools in the media, They think they are of such high caliber, of such vaunted reputation, that they have a right to clear the president's speeches before he gives it to the American people. To read the president's speech, say, no, we don't like this. You aren't allowed to give this. These city-dwelling socialist cretins think that they have a right to tell the president what to say in a speech. I mean, it's so absurd and so brazen. It reveals their cowardice. It reveals their fear. Never in a million years would I imagine the level of cowardice it takes. You know, back when Obama was president, to say, oh, we can't let Obama say things to the American people or he might convince them. You cowards. You cretins. This is from Oliver Darcy. Now that the television networks have decided to air the president's address, which if his past statements are any indication will be full of malice and misinformation, Democrats must immediately be given equal airtime. We demand equal airtime. You babies, you children, shut up. I can't stand these people. Honestly, I'm getting sick of the entire Democratic establishment to a level that I have never experienced before, a level that I find intolerable. Let's leave it at that. But here's just another example of where this same mindset comes into play. Democrats eye a 33% corporate rate hike. House Budget Chairman John Yarmuth has announced that the forthcoming budget blueprint will call for a 33% corporate income tax rate increase by hiking the rate from 21 to 28%. That would make the U.S. a less competitive place to do business and make the U.S. statutory rate higher than many developed competitors. Just last week, it was announced that the U.S. economy added 312,000 jobs in December. Over the past 12 months, wages have grown 3.2% and 2.6 million jobs have been created. The U.S. has been named the most competitive economy in the world, and manufacturers have had their most successful year since 1997. And small business optimism is at a record high. This is after 2 years of America First, 2 years of lower taxes, 2 years of getting rid of regulations has undone 20 years of their machinations, 20 years of their crushing the American economy, 20 years of their selling out our livelihoods from under us to the lowest bidder and the international elites that would run things from their yachts. You know, I mean, and folks, do you know that? Do you know that a lot of these elite people literally live on yachts and just travel back and forth from the Mediterranean to the Bahamas year after year? They live on these, I mean, like literal James Bond villains. They do. They really do. You won't see this reported on a lot of places. But yes, in fact, they don't, I mean, when you say these people don't have a country, they live on a yacht. They literally don't even live on land. No, they don't have a country. They find themselves to be above you, beyond you. So, you know, Democrats are trying to destroy all the gains we've made, trying to crush us economically. They do not want America to be strong. They do not want America to be independent. They do not want the bounty and the glory that comes with allowing people to work unimpeded, to not suffer under the yoke of governmental taxation. So yes, they're trying to destroy America. Are they immoral? I don't know. Let's go to this story. Man found dead at West Hollywood home of prominent Democratic donor Ed Buck for the second time. For the second time in 18 months, a man was found dead at the Hollywood home of wealthy Democratic donor Edward Buck. Wow, how very coincidental. Paramedics responded to Buck's apartment in the 1200 block of Laurel Avenue shortly after 1 a.m. where they discovered the unresponsive victim. His death comes after the 26-year-old Jamel Moore was found from an apparent overdose in the same apartment on July 27th, 2017. This is great. This is the sheriff says, it's suspicious that this has happened twice now. Yeah, is it? Sheriff's Lieutenant Derek Alfred told KTLA, so we're going to conduct a thorough investigation to determine if it's criminal in nature. No, I'm sure it's an accident. I'm sure it's an accident that two black men died in the same house, very short time from one another, in probably the exact same way. But, however, Buck, this guy Buck, Ed Buck, who you find lots of pictures of him and old Adam Schiff together, one of his main donors. He was not named as a suspect and has not been arrested. He's denied responsibility for either death, either one of the deaths that happened in his apartment late at night. Just insane. Just totally insane. And, of course, the man that died more in 2017, it was alleged that he was working as an escort at the time. And Moore's mother, Letitia Nixon, has accused Buck of having young black men like her son ingest dangerous amounts of drugs for his own pleasure. Ed Buck has been soliciting young gay black men, Nixon said weeks after her son's death. He has them wear long white underjohns. He takes pictures of them. He hits them up with meth. The more meth they smoke and inject, the more money he gives them. Just disgusting. Just another man who says he was who was also a victim of Buck, who has to remain anonymous, said that Buck would instruct escorts to use high levels of drugs so we could watch the reaction. He gets, quote, he gets thrills just based off you getting high. He said he wants to see your reaction. He wants to see how you can take it, if you can handle it or not. Yes, folks, these are the important, influential people of the Democratic Party. These are this is the level of immorality that persists throughout the Democrats. And this is what I try to tell people is, like, if you think these people's sickness, their immorality, the fact that you have Hillary Clinton married to a rapist, the fact that you have, Anthony Weiner right up there with them, as well as, of course, their best friend, Harvey, old Mr. Weinstein. These people are perverted in every sense of the word, is what you have to understand. They are disgusting morally, inside and out. If you don't think that this paragon, this icon of the Democratic Party who gets off having men overdose in front of him, if you don't think that that level of, I don't even know what to call it, I guess perversion is the best word. If you don't think that level of perversion doesn't pervade their politics as well, wow, then you don't understand what's going on in the world. You don't understand how a man who enjoys seeing black men drug themselves to the point of death might also be responsible for the policies that have caused the black community to be flooded with drugs to the point that they have difficulty functioning. Yes, folks, this is a Democratic plan to destroy the United States. It doesn't matter if you're black. It doesn't matter if you're white. It matters that you're an American, and they hate you for it. They will destroy you as well as they possibly can. On the other side, I'm joined by Chuck Untersee. Stay with us.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexander Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Baby, nowhere to hide, yeah, nowhere to run to, baby.
of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today, the 8th of January, 2019. Trump on his way to build the wall. Don't worry, folks, we'll move on to other stories in a second. Of course, we just covered the suspicious death at the house of Democratic heavyweight and Adam Schiff confidant, or I should say high-level donor, death in his house. Second one, similar situations, has to do with his sexual proclivities, in my unprofessional opinion. But back to the wall, Donald Trump knows what he's doing. All right, folks, Donald Trump knows the threats that we face, and he knows how to deal with them. This is Trump on the wall saying, I don't need Congress's approval. We got that clip, guys?
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on
I
Mexico,
have.
You have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
So is that a threat hanging over the Democrats?
I never threaten anybody. But I am allowed to do that, yes.
Second question.
Called a national emergency.
On Mexico, the benefits from that trade deal are going to go to private companies, private citizens. So you're talking about tax revenues.
No, they're going to pay tremendous tax.
So it's American taxpayers.
I'll give you an example. When a company was going to leave for Mexico, or Canada, but for Mexico, because we lost tremendous amounts of our car business, like 25%, to Mexico. If they stay, all of those taxes that they have been paying, real estate taxes, sales taxes, employee-employer taxes, tremendous taxes that nobody even understands they pay. They're tremendous. Income taxes, federal income taxes, state income taxes in some cases. All of those taxes stay with us. The wall is, it's great, but the USMCA, which gives a disincentive for companies to leave. It's a tremendous disincentive. Anybody that leaves after this deal is done, look, it's one of the primary reasons that I like it. Because I can live pre-NAFTA, too. The only thing I can't live with is NAFTA. I can live pre-NAFTA, before NAFTA, before everybody left New England and left all of the different places, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, you still have empty steel factories all over the place and other factories. I can live pre-NAFTA very easily. But the only thing I'm not living with is NAFTA. That was one of the worst trade deals ever made.
So those are American taxpayer dollars, which you consider essentially Mexico paying for the wall.
Well, many, many times over.
It's like it doesn't matter what their excuse is. They want to bring down America, you know, whether they're saying, well, we just need to raise the rates a little bit. You know, we need a little bit of money, a little bit more money. So we're going to raise the taxes a little bit. That's all we're, now we're trying to crush America. Oh, we don't want Trump to have to say, you know, be able to say things live. We have to try to stop him. Folks, they're lying to you. Let's go to clip 20, y'all. This is John Lockhart on the Trump Oval Office speech.
Consistently hasn't told the truth. And, you know, someone's got to fact check that. You know, if I were a network executive, which I'm not, I wouldn't put this on live. I would let him give the address and I'd look at it and find out what's true, what's not, or I'd say, give me the text in advance. Let us decide in advance what's true, what's not, because we shouldn't be using our public airwaves for someone to spew more of these lies. You know, you have a president who's trying to create hysteria for his own political purposes.
They are trying to keep you from the truth, ladies and gentlemen, in every way that they can. They think that they are the arbiters of reality. It's sick.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight today, the 8th of January, 2019. Did I accidentally give the impression in the last couple segments that it's just the Democrats that are the bad guys? Did I do that? I'm sorry. Let me introduce you to Marco Rubio, our good friend here, working on the behalf of who did Ted Nugent say? The devil. That's right. Yes, he's working on behalf of the devil, according to friend of the show Ted Nugent, total hero. He says, "Oh sure. Everybody knows that Big Brother government can be trusted to determine which of us can be trusted." Why am I saying this? Well, you may not have heard, but Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson have pushed states to get this. This is a great way they phrase it. Gun restraining order laws. Gun restraining order laws, folks. This is InfoWars projecting into the future now. This is tomorrow's news today. Prepare to receive information that will not be available to the majority of the public for a very long time. I have, in my conjecture, identified the next big push by the Democrats to remove the rights of gun-owning Americans. What is that push? It will be two simple words. Mental health. Mental health is the next great battleground, or rather, should I say, the next great weapon or tool that the left will wield against the rights of American people. Now, we know the left do this. I talk about it all the time, is the fact that they will abuse any power. They will abuse any right, anything they hands on about the consequences. All they concerned is their satisfaction, be it grab of power. You know, let's fall where they are concerned. They don't care that try to mental health industry, which in my is full of drug pharma con men. Bill A. It's a valuable function, society, and yet now Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson are putting forward legislation, get this, so that family members or law enforcement officers can petition for an individual's gun to be taken away if that person poses a threat to themselves or others. That's right. Can't remember who I was listening to. It said, your cool wine-drinking aunt can now get your guns taken away from you by calling in to the government and saying, he's dangerous, I just don't trust him, and then get your guns taken away. They're calling it gun violence restraining orders. They're already in place in five states, California, Connecticut, Indiana, Oregon, and Washington. And the reason that this is being pushed in Florida is they say, well, there were warning signs before Nicholas Cruz massacred 17 people at his high school in Parkland, Florida. Yes, but those warning signs were not just warning signs, were they, Marco Rubio? No, they were criminal acts that went unpunished and unreported because by not reporting crime, not reporting and not punishing criminals, the school system there and the law enforcement there was incentivized to not report those, to not solve these problems, because then they'd get money taken away. Now, if you want your budget, you have to have very low crime. If you have very high crime, well, you have to ignore it then. That is what allowed Nicholas Cruz to get to a point that he felt it right to open up fire at his high school. So if you just enforce the law and get rid of these democratic policies that stop people from enforcing the law, we saw it again with Lena Hidalgo yesterday in Houston, the judge there in Houston, that basically says, yeah, it's a problem that minority students are punished more often than white students in the education program. So what the Democrats are suggesting will lead to greater violence, will lead potentially to school shootings, because they're essentially saying we have to stop punishing lawbreakers, or stop punishing rule breakers, because it's the punishment that's the bad part. It's the punishment we have to stop. As usual, Ted Nugent is completely correct on this, slamming Marco Rubio's proposed firearm bill and saying the devil is in charge. I mean, totally. And it's actually, this goes hand in hand with the story that I covered from Brooklyn, New York, when I was up there, of that particular state senator putting forward a bill to block people from getting firearms based on what they say on social media. That proposed bill would have a waiting period before you could buy a gun, that law enforcement would go into your social media and see if you used any naughty words. And so using your freedom of speech to undo your freedom to arm yourself. They really are good at getting those two birds with one stone, knocking out two God-given rights for the price of one. And it's basically the same thing that Marco Rubio is putting forward too. It's basically saying, well, if you say things that people don't like or that people can perceive as being, you know, a conduit to violence, well, they're going to stop you from getting a gun. They say it's a good step in the right direction. Gun violence restraining orders. Yeah, right. And I mean, we know how they do it. We know that the leftists and the liberals and the people like Marco Rubio, who are the snakes in the grass, who are the wolves in sheep's clothing, they pretend to be Republicans. They pretend to love freedom. In reality, they are globalist stooges. When I say globalist, I mean the idea that, you know, it's an all-encompassing phrase. It means you're anti-liberty, means you're anti-nationhood. It's an all-encompassing phrase that has even less to do with the idea of international agreements or any such thing as it does with the simple fact that we need a single term to cover all these people, because it's not just liberals, it's not just conservatives, and yet they all share an ideology that is, you are not responsible enough to take care of yourself. You must be babysat and taken care of by the government. And we know that these types of people infest not just the government, not just media, and not just academia, but overwhelmingly infest the mental health industry. And so it is coming down the pipe, folks. It's coming down very quickly that you will be considered insane for not agreeing with climate change. You will be deemed, you either have to be medicated. Maybe you have to be put in an insane asylum. Maybe you at the very least, have to have your rights taken away. We can't let you spread your insanity, right? We can't let you talk about stuff that we don't agree with, because that's insane. It's insane that you believe that, so you're not allowed to talk about it. Or it's insane that you want to protect yourself with a gun. I mean, how far are we from the idea that I want to own a gun and want to protect myself with a gun will itself be considered insane? So what do you have? You have a statute to say, okay, if you're insane, you aren't allowed to have a gun. And I know a lot of people out there believe that if you want a gun, you're insane. Therefore, wanting a gun is grounds for you not owning a gun. I mean, this is the way that this will be applied. I can guarantee you, if this is allowed to continue forward, yes, your family members or random law enforcement will be able to say, you know, I didn't like the way he was talking. He's not allowed to have a gun anymore. That is what they're trying to cook up, folks. That's what they're trying to get to. That's why Donald Trump calls them crazed lunatics that are worse than ever before. He couldn't be more right. Stay with us, folks. On the other side, we'll learn the most ridiculous court ruling of the year. I know it's early. I know it's early in the year, but this holds top spot so far. Stay with us, and you'll find out exactly what this court has decided.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Folks, Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, day 8th of January 2019. Here's the court ruling that I was hinting at last segment. And it's not ridiculous on its own accord. It's ridiculous when taken in consideration with the rest of what is occurring across social media and the media landscape as a whole. The court says politicians who block citizens on social media are violating the First Amendment. A federal appeals court in Virginia ruled unanimously Monday that a county official who blocked a citizen from accessing her official Facebook page is in violation of the First Amendment. The case, which was heard before the 4th U.S. Court of Appeals, found that Phyllis Randall, the chair of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors, improperly blocked a man named Brian Davison on Facebook for 12 hours. My gosh, a whole 12 hours this man was blocked from looking at this one particular page. Of course, this comes on the long-removed heels of a similar ruling that found that Trump had no right to block people from his Twitter feed, as his Twitter feed amounted to a official outlet of him, and so blocking people from that would be violating their First Amendment rights. So how is it, ladies and gentlemen, how is it that blocking a single person from visiting a single politician's website is illegal and is against the First Amendment, yet the big tech companies themselves can ban you for life for whatever reason they want? This is absurd. This shows the inability for the modern governmental system to even deal with the reality of social media, to deal with the consequences of the power that the big tech companies have, that the communists at the head of the big tech companies have. It's absolutely absurd, quite frankly, that both of these two ideas can exist simultaneously, that Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube can kick you off without warning, can kick you off without reason, can kick you off and stop you from participating in what has become, in this modern day and age, the town square, the place where messages are sent and received. They can ban you from that for no reason whatsoever, not a violation, apparently. Apparently, that's fine. Apparently, they actually go in front of Congress and can lie about doing this, and there's no punishment for that. They can go in front of Congress and say, yeah, we kind of do it. We don't really actually have a definition of hate speech, but meh, screw it. We'll kick you off and call it hate speech, and that's what hate speech is. And that's fine. Nobody says anything about that. I mean, and then you have this ruling. I mean, I would actually disagree with this because, I don't know. I mean, he was kicked off of her particular, commenting on her particular Facebook for 12 hours. Yeah, not that big of a deal. Meanwhile, we have New York Times finds more evidence of social media trickery in the Alabama Senate race. What? Are you telling me the Democrats are abusing their ability to access social media and using it against the GOP in exactly the same fashion that the Russians were accused of doing? How very strange. Reports show Democratic operatives engaged in a second misinformation campaign in Alabama ahead of the 2017 special election. Operatives behind a so-called false flag campaign in Alabama did it to combat conservative memes targeting Hillary Clinton in 2016. The so-called false flags targeting Republican Roy Moore in Alabama were much more widespread than previously reported. So basically, on one side, you have totally disparate, random people who are all brought together by an ideology yet do not interact with each other, do not coordinate with each other, and simply create memes on topics that they find important and that should be covered. That's on one side. That's the conservative side. A bunch of people making their own memes, putting it up. Real, original, not official, but legitimate grassroots campaigning in the form of memes. As Chuck Schumer says, stop with the memes. That's on one side. On the other side are, of course, highly paid, funded by billionaires, progressive think tanks and operations that manufacture memes and that actually pretend to be conservatives in order to try to divide and confuse conservatives. Operatives created a, quote, dry Alabama Facebook page with a blunt message attacked. Alcohol is evil and should be prohibited. And then they pretended to be Roy Moore supporters, basically to say that Roy Moore would re-implement prohibition with the support of conservatives. In reality, these were false flag liberals who were pretending to be conservatives in order to drive people away from Roy Moore. Now, one person who worked on the project said that such tactics should be made illegal, but was not willing to give them up so long as Republicans are engaging in similar antics. Well, they aren't. There is no official Republican, move to do this type of thing. It's simply that conservatives, individual conservatives, are going out and making memes themselves that might get a little bit of traction. But the idea that the opposite party, the Progressive Party, is actually banding together and funding disinformation campaigns across social media, it's exactly what they accuse Russia of doing. It's what they call treason when they say that Russia is doing it to benefit Trump. Oh, but when you do it, well, you're just fighting fairly. It says you have a moral imperative to do this, to do whatever it takes, Osborne says, accidentally revealing the motto behind everything that the Democrats do. You have to do this, whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what moral lines we have to cross. It doesn't matter what we've been complaining about for the last 2 years. We just do it ourselves and accuse the other side of doing it. It's straight out of Rules for Radicals. It's probably illegal already. The idea that this is so-called Project Birmingham, and it is a, quote, digital messaging operation to influence the outcome of the Alabama Senate race. I can almost guarantee you that this was funded by people outside of Alabama, adding another layer of malignity to this, or to of fraud, fraudulence to this. So, and then of course you have Roy Moore. This is a headline from the New York Post. Roy Moore flooded with fake Russian Twitter followers. So they accuse Moore of having fake accounts, and then it's reported, and then Moore blames the Democrats for the fake accounts, and they basically just go on a spree making fun of Moore. Here it says, national news outlets picked the story up shortly thereafter, with many pundits mocking Moore for blaming Democratic operatives. He was right. He was completely right, and the cost of the effort was funded by liberal billionaire Reid Hoffman, and it totaled $100,000. So $100,000 spent on false flagging and astroturfing the Roy Moore Senate campaign in Alabama. These Democrats are such hypocrites, such liars. It is astounding. It's astounding. And yet it goes some way in explaining why they seemingly are able to do so well electorally. It's because they cheat. We've solved it. We've solved the problem. Are any of us surprised? I'm not.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the David Knight Show presented on InfoWars.com. We have a very special guest in studio for you next segment, Chuck Untersee, who's probably familiar to a lot of the InfoWars audience for his fantastic documentaries. You can get on InfoWarsStore.com. Later this week, we will have Styx Hexenhammer in studio, as well as a whole host of other great guests. It's kind of a funny way to put that, but yes, we will, including a couple YouTubers, Styx Hexenhammer, Mumkey Jones, various other people to talk about, well, just what's going on YouTube and around the world. This is what we're trying to do, is stay on the cutting edge. We're trying to stay on top of the wave. We're trying to surf this wave that, in a way that Alex Jones has done so well over the last two decades. If you've followed Alex Jones, you know that he started from the bottom, and now we're here. He started selling DVDs out of his kitchen to supplement his radio show, and now we run a massive and wildly successful media empire in a lot of ways. And he's done it without taking any sponsorship or any loans from anybody. He's done it solely funded by you, the audience, you, the people who believe in this message, want to move this message forward, and also want to get some great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and not only do you fund Tip of the Spear, not only do you fund this fight, this information war that we constantly wage against the New World Order and the people that would have you submit to their totalitarian rule, not only are you funding that, but you're also getting great products. BrainForce Plus is 55% off. The Ultimate Bone Broth is 55% off. I suggest Bod Ease as a fantastic turmeric product with the high curcuminoid count, which means it's highly effective, it eases muscle pain. It really just helps with your joints and all sorts of stuff. You really will notice a difference whether you take this once because you have, you know, sort of a pain of some sort. That's when I take it, or you can take it every day, which is also a fantastic suggestion. That is my suggestion of the day, is Bod Ease. And right now it's 60% off, which is pretty unheard of. Alpha Power is also 60% off. And of course, the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash is 60% off. It's so surprising to me how many people that we know, that I know, that know about fluoride, know about all that stuff, but they're still brushing with fluoride. It's like, why? Why would you do that when you can get Super Blue and get, you know, the best toothpaste in existence without the fluoride? And when you do, you help us pay not just for this production and this crew, but people all over the United States making reports for us and keeping the free in freedom of speech, including our very own Jake Lloyd, who filed this report yesterday.
So said, you said in the meeting, this is him quoting you, I just want to check, that the shutdown could go on for months or even a year or longer. Did you say that?
And I did. I did.
Is that border your assessment of where we are?
That. Absolutely, I said that.
We were recently told by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer that the president signaled he would be willing to shut the government down for months and potentially even years. Now, this is easy for most to write off as just the Democrats trying to manipulate what the president said in order to scare people, to turn people against him, and that sort of thing. And some of us were skeptical of that for that reason. But yesterday in the Rose Garden in a press conference, Donald Trump did indeed confirm that he was willing to shut the government down for as long as necessary. He said directly, I did say that. Absolutely, I said that. I don't think it will, but I am prepared. So the government may shut down for as long as months or even years. Now, of course, that might be hyperbole. We hope that it's not. How great would it be to see the government shut down for years, even if they weren't if there wasn't funding for a border wall put forward by Congress? Either way, you know, if Trump doesn't get the wall built, then that could be the end of his legacy, and he turns out to be a failed president. If he's a one-term president, but for the entire second half of his first term, the government was shut down because the Democrats wouldn't give him what he wants, it turns him into not a martyr, but it means, look, this was a guy that was willing to do what he needed to do to keep his promise to his constituents. He didn't care about what you're technically supposed to do. He didn't care about getting reelected just for the sake of getting reelected. He cared about doing what needed to be done to keep his promises. So it's a good sign. Hopefully we can get something worked out, but we'll see. It seems that Vice President Pence is very dedicated to that as well, and he reiterated to Tucker Carlson, no wall, no funding. Now, the president did also make mention of potential alternatives, not using Congress for this directly, but using the military or some other executive order. ABC has reported that they are looking at a wide range of legal mechanisms that are being considered before such a decision is announced. A past statement from the DOD may indicate which code may be used in order to do this. The code reads, in the event of a declaration of war or the declaration by the president of a national emergency in accordance with the National Emergencies Act that requires use of the armed forces, the Secretary of Defense may undertake military construction projects and may authorize the secretaries of the military departments to undertake military construction projects not otherwise authorized by law that are necessary to support such use of the armed forces. Now, this is pretty straightforward. All it's saying is that in the event of a national security emergency or war declared by the president, the military, the Department of Defense, may use their own funds and their own resources to build a, you know, whatever may be needed. It says a military construction project. This could be a lot of different stuff, anything from a wall to military fortifications, etc. Now, this is an invasion. The president has done a very good job of framing this as an invasion. In some cases, it's not armed. They are not really bringing guns with them, but it is a hostile invasion. They throw rocks. They throw things. They hurt people. Many Mexican border patrol agents on the southern border were harmed when the caravan came from Central America into Mexico. So I believe, a lot of people believe, a lot of smart people believe, that is, that the president is fully within his right to do this. Now, of course, he would face certain legal challenges, both from Democrats and the liberal-aligned courts, so that would be a challenge to worry about. But the good thing is, you know, if we put all of our eggs in this basket, that's kind of an issue, worrying about challenges from the courts. But ABC also has sources telling them that such a declaration would only be a partial solution, and it would not result in Trump compromising with the Democrats on their series of funding bills aimed at ending the current government shutdown that include no money for allocated for a wall. It's a very good sign. So we have Donald Trump signaling, yeah, we're looking into executive ways to do this through the military, through U.S. Title Code 10. We're looking at these different alternatives, trying to figure out a way that we could build a border wall using the military and the executive branch only, which means executive branch money only, that's already been allocated to the DOD. But we're also not just going to use that to go, okay, now we can give up on the government shutdown, and we're just going to let the Democrats win on this one. So it seems that we may be using the military and the executive branch in order to push forward and start building a wall now, but we may also, should also be seeing that President Trump will continue to push for a funding bill that will fully fund the government, but also will fully fund a wall, or fully fund at the moment a large portion of it. Because remember, the $5.6 billion that they're asking for will not fund the totality of the wall. So that's something to keep in mind also. But this is great, great progress that we're seeing. You know, the best thing that we could see is the executive branch building a wall while the government is shut down, because Trump will not cave to the Democrats. That's what we hope to see. And it just goes to show that even when it seems like Trump has kind of backed off of some of the things that he promised, kind of being a little bit soft on certain things, a lot of the fear, a lot of the anxiety that we experience, even though it's warranted, even though it's kind of inevitable, a lot of the anxiety that we experience is not necessary, because Trump, you know, despite his flaws, despite the challenges that we faced, he has, as he promised us, I will never let you down. I will never abandon you. So he's doing the best that he can to keep his promises. It's important that we support him, but also continue to urge him to continue pursuing this hardline path. My name is Jake Lloyd, reporting for NewsWars.com.
Bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine.
In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This is the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight, and I'm joined in studio by Chuck and Anita Untersee, documentary filmmakers from Texas, probably pretty well known to the InfoWars audience for their for many of their movies, including Revelation, which you can find at revelationmovies.com. It's Revelation: Dawn of Global Government. And of course, that stars in a large part Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and General Boykin are some of the big names in this. And you know, this came out a little while ago, and just since then, it's just gotten more and more true, sort of, the longer you look at it. And you can purchase this movie on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com, but you can see it for free. Is that right?
That's right.
How do they do that? How does our audience see this for free?
Well, if you go to RevelationMovies.com and register, a link will be sent to you. It's beginning January 25th, and it will be available until February 3rd.
Okay. It's a 10-day window, and it'll be for free during that window, and then later again, maybe at some point.
Okay, yeah, so limited time only, you can see Revelation Movies. That's Revelation singular, movies plural, .com, and you can go sign up to see this really groundbreaking movie, just full of really, really amazing interviews. We'll show some of the clips of that on the other side. But in terms of just the political world, how has your view of Revelation, or of, you know, the way the politics have gone, how has that changed for you recently, or are you just seeing it accelerating more and more?
First, Harrison, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
But I want to say thanks to David in case he's watching, because when we released this theatrically in Houston, it was in theaters for a while, and David took the time with his wife one night on, I think it was a Friday or Saturday, to drive to Houston, see the film, and drive back.
Yeah.
So you know, I haven't had the chance to thank him for that, but we really appreciated it because we've now been in this for 5 years, and that's just an ungodly amount of time to do a documentary. But the amazing thing, in answer to your question, is all the issues in the film are still on the table, and it's really astounding, which just goes to show you what most patriots know, that this is a generational thing. It unfolds and unfolds and unfolds and never stops. And so, you know, the film we made originally, the Revelation Dawn of Global Government film, and then we made three more films. We had 45 hours of footage.
Right.
We made three more films out of that. So the three new films are all totally different than the first. But let me tell you how we got there as far as doing this film. It's kind of a funny story. About 2 weeks before Christmas, I'm a retired Army officer. About 2 weeks before Christmas, I was at a bank talking to this lady, and she had her little desk and everything. And she, I don't know how old she was. She's 25. And she wanted my driver's license. And I said, let's see, I've lost my driver's license. Let me give you a military ID. So I gave her a military ID. And I was just joking around with her, and she was typing all this information in. And I said, you know, it's funny because I'm so old, I joined the Army during the Civil War. And she turned around and said, wow, that's cool.
Oh, no.
And so, you're not going to believe this, but 2 weeks later, still didn't have a new driver's license. I was at HEB, and I was getting groceries. Same thing. Let me see your ID. Because I was writing a check.
Right.
And I did the same thing. I'm so old, I joined the Army during the Civil War. And the girl turned to me and said exactly the same thing. That is really neat.
Wow.
I think that's tremendous. And my point is, in one of the films, Charlotte Iserby, who wrote Dumbing Down of America, is in one of the new films. And she goes, it's not the people's fault necessarily, it's the system.
Right.
So it's still relevant. And the system has failed people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, when we decided to make this, the first time I met Alex, I came in and he was sitting at his desk. And he just had a few minutes, and I thought, you know what? This is tremendous. I'm going to be able to go to the master political Jedi warrior and get the answer. I want to know what to do about this New World Order thing. So I said, so, Alec, what do we do to fix this? And he was silent for a long time. Yes, Alex was silent. And he looked at me, and I thought, did I say something wrong? And then he leaned across the desk, and he said one word, education.
Mm.
And so the bottom line is, like those two girls in Charlotte Iserby's book, you know, I was thinking at the time, I was going to say, do we need to pick up the banner and ride to the sound of the guns? Give me a 1, 2, 3 real quick. And that's all he said, education.
Education.
So the bottom line is, 5 years later, we've got 4 movies. But I think that the issues are all the same. They're, you know, the global order,
yeah.
Agenda 21, Marxism, the Islamic threat, all these things are detailed in great detail in the films. You know, it's funny because on the InfoWars site, people can buy the first film, Dawn of Global Government, which Alex is in, does a fantastic job, on the InfoWars store. But we just saw this yesterday, but the first review is something that I think Anita wanted to read to you. So it's pretty amazing because it sums up the whole story.
Yeah, do you want to read that, Anita?
Okay. Well, I feel like this is an encapsulation of the theme of the movie. So it starts with informative, compelling, timely expose of globalism threat by Texas Patriot. Compelling film program documenting the war of globalism being conducted against the last bastion of nationalism and capitalism, the United States of America, as presented to us through the founding fathers' words and present-day prophets, including the former head of Delta Force, the crusty wisdom of country singer Charlie Daniels, and political prophet Alex Jones, and many others. Economic, cultural, and spiritual warfare being waged by the leftist, occultist, power-hungry globalist is demonstrated and documented with the call to arms for all God-fearing patriots.
Wow, can't ask for better than that. Five stars.
That kind of cuts to the chase.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And it's true, and he sort of hinted on it there, is that this documentary is really a high production value documentary. This is a Hollywood level documentary that you don't see a lot of being produced with this mindset, you know, on this side, I guess you could say. So I guess what have been sort of the challenges that you faced in getting this type of thing funded and getting, you know, the actors? Cause there's a lot of production value here. It's not just your average, you know, YouTube documentary that's just a bunch of random clips. This is a well-produced, fully produced Hollywood level production. So what have been some of the challenges that y'all have faced in putting this together?
Well, we worked in LA for over 20 years in the film business and
you survived.
Barely.
Yeah. Survived just in time to get out of there.
Yeah.
But, we were used to doing, you know, productions like reenactments and so on, making it look nice, pretty pictures. And so, at one point, I told the native, as I was more and more aware of these issues, this was several years ago, I wish we could do something. She said, well, do what you know. So we decided to make the film, a film. And normally a film project like this, even with four films, it shouldn't take more than a year and a half. But as we began to get more and more access to people, there's something like 37 or 38 people in the film that are all rock stars of the Patriot community. So as we began to get more access, we also outgrew our budget initially. And so we had to raise money as we went. And it was, you know, it wound up being a sizable number. But the point is, it's, you know, I think that if you just have a talking head and you don't have intercuts that are, well, what I did was I kind of cut it like a big commercial, because you'd have someone talking, someone else shot at a totally different time, but semi-same subject, and it's like they're responding. Well, and then interspersed with historical reenactments, because it brings, in an hour and 45-minute film, it just gives you some rest periods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it worked, and it took, believe it or not, 8 months to edit, because when you have experts like General Boykin, or the only thing that was scripted was what Charlie said, but General Boykin or Jibber Griffin, you don't tell Jibber Griffin about the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Jibber Griffin tells you about the
right.
So, or Alex. I mean, Alex did a fantastic job, and you know, it was all just from the heart. And so you don't tell people like that how to tell the story. What the way you edit a story in advance like that is you pick the right people, you know what their piece of it is, and you turn on the camera and let them roll. And so, but then later, it becomes a real challenge to find all the sweet spots editorially and make it make sense.
Oh, people have no idea how difficult it is to edit documentaries, to edit down just hours and hours and hours of footage into something really clean and concise and enjoyable to watch. So it really is an excellent piece of work. We'll talk a little bit more about it, a little bit more about y'all's struggles getting things produced, and talk about more of what what's coming down the future for y'all on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together. with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Society is moving towards Marxism.
Because of what we did on this day, at this defining moment, change has come to America.
Our revolution now becomes your revolution.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces. The dark side. Bent on global governance. Alex Jones.
What is the goal? It is to create a one world government. It's as old as time itself.
Authoritarian officials with jackboots could say, "Your papers, please," and stop you and demand to see your ID.
The Department of Homeland Security issued a declaration to all law enforcement, state, local, and federal, saying that the future threats to America were right-wing Christian groups, Second Amendment groups, pro-life groups,
wake up, America.
And returning veterans.
While you still have time.
Just think of this country again as one nation under God. America with borders, a nation of patriots that are proud of our heritage, our achievement.
Now it remains necessary for all Americans to draw such a line in the sand.
Time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
RevelationTheMovie.info.
No is a powerful concept.
That is Revelation, Dawn of Global Government by filmmakers Chuck and Anita Untersee, who joined me here in studio. If you're listening to this on radio, I pity you because you just missed some very beautiful, beautiful shots from the reenactments there of Revelations. Now, Anita, you were talking about how it can be somewhat difficult getting people to even work on this type of film because you go to LA to get an editor or something and, you know, they find out what it's about and they say, "Liberty? America? No thanks. No, get, you know, I'd rather, you know, edit some communist propaganda." What is that like? How do you overcome that?
Everything, including website development, every part of creative behind the scenes, which is a lot of what I do, is find people that will work on different aspects for our team. And I would just have to start out by checking their politics, because we had one editor who came in and Chuck said, "Okay, watch the film and then I'll be here in the morning and we'll start working." And when we got there, when we got to work, he was gone.
And
he came down from Dallas, and we thought, "This guy's great. It's going to be wonderful, technically perfect." And, you know, he saw some of the footage and, "Oh, this is great." And he saw the first part of it. He left.
They can't handle, some people just can't handle the truth. I mean, right. There's no other way to
put
it.
They won't work on it. So wow. I found that in just about every aspect. So usually I start by finding out what a person's belief system is. And most of them on the creative side are in the Hollywood thinking.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's not just production. The film has a faith thread.
Well, that's the other
and,
part, right?
You know, there are a lot of, they say America's 80% Christian. Well, good luck. There's a lot of people out there that, you know, are not going to, they don't even want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And to our point of view, the Revelation title is a double entendre. It's the Revelation word is a revelation to people who are not of faith. All these issues, you'd be shocked how many people say, "Well, I never heard of that." And the most common thing for patriots, but then to people of faith, there's an absolute thread about the book of Revelation.
Right.
Because of things that are happening. I mean, it's self-evident.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A short segment. We'll be back on the other side with a little bit longer. We'll show you a clip from Alex Jones from Revelation. You can find it at revelationmovies.com. That's Revelation singular, movies plural, .com is where you go to get the limited time free screening of Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, as well as their other three groundbreaking documentaries. Stay with us, folks. More on the other side.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to the show. Hour three of the David Knight Show. This is Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight as he recovers from his heart attack. He was eager and ready to be back in the office yesterday, but his body wasn't quite up to it. And so we've forced him. We said, David, you have to take a break. You have to get better so you can come back full force and fight the globalists at 100% power. With me in studio are Chuck and Anita Untersee there, the filmmakers, and just the entire force behind Revelation, the movie Dawn of Global Government. You can find it at revelationmovies.com. You can also buy it at InfoWars.com. You can buy the DVD, the physical copy. But if you want to see it for a limited time for free, streaming on revelationmovies.com is where you go to watch that. And, you know, we were talking just before the break about how difficult it is to find people that are willing to work on this type of thing, even though it's pro-America, it's pro-freedom, it's something that theoretically should be no problem for anybody in America to get on board with and say, heck yeah, we're fighting the globalists, we're fighting them back, we're fighting for humanity and Christianity and all that's good and glorious in the world, and yet you find people are almost scared to even approach this subject, which I think we all find if we work in this type of environment where we know the truth and we try to spread it to other people. But it just reminds me of what people say about, you know, Twitter or YouTube or any of these things. They say, hey, if you don't like that we ban you, then go do it yourself. And that's what y'all kind of did with movies, where they said, hey, if you don't like making movies about, you know, communism and Islam, go make your own movies. You go try to do it and you find that you get stonewalled here or there just trying to find people to work on it. So how do you overcome that, and what are you working on now, and how are you powering through and doing it yourself, doing it, you know,
one
without
thing
support?
That not in the right order you just mentioned, but one thing that really helped be able to power through it is we have dozens and dozens and dozens of five-star reviews, and it's just people from we don't know any of these people. Mm. It's from all over the country and five or six foreign countries, and they're similar to what Anita read, and people are just, you know, thank you for doing this, and I didn't know. And I mean, that's the reward, because the whole thing, like I said earlier, is about education. But, you know, I think, Anita said fairly recently, about 2 months ago, I don't want to do another film.
Right.
Cause it took
it's
5 years.
Yeah.
But we are doing another film. And, basically people don't really realize what the producer does. You know, all the directors you see on TV or whatever have big heads and they're stupid. And, and they analyze, you know, the motivation of the actor and psychoanalyze their story and so on. But the bottom line is the real heart of a production is the producer, because they manage all the numbers and the myriad of detail, et cetera, et cetera. I just get to make pretty pictures. But what we're doing is something that sort of dovetails with the coming election. And what it is, the title is Courageous Few on Faith in War. And it would be a 10-part miniseries that we control the distribution on, because we probably wouldn't be able to get distribution. We didn't control it. But basically, starting with the American Revolution through the Afghanistan window, it's all American wars, major wars, not the War of 1812, but revolution, civil war, war of secession, Indian wars, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, etc. But on those wars where we can't interview anybody, obviously we'll have a lot of reenactments and different experts discussing the whole purpose of it being, what is it that motivates American military people to do astounding things in the pressure of combat, like you would see with the Medal of Honor people just do astounding things. Well, we specifically didn't want to do Medal of Honor. It's already been done with Netflix, but we know of thousands of stories of people that have done the most amazing things that normal human beings don't do under the pressure of war. Well, what is it? What makes them, what motivates them to do these things? And what it really comes down to is everything that's against the progressive, everything that is MAGA, everything that is Americana. It's mom and apple pie, essentially.
Right.
And so, like we're talking to one guy, a major friend of mine who's special forces in like 6 or 7, 8 tours in Afghanistan, Iraq, but he was in this amazing firefight for 4 or 5 days. I mean, it's just stuff that would make John Wayne look like a weenie.
Right.
And we've got one Medal of Honor guy. We've got, so far, we're just starting on it. And we've got a 104-year-old man who was the last remaining member of the 1942 Doolittle Raid on Tokyo.
Wow.
That's where they trained. They wanted, it was a PSYOP because they wanted to show the Japanese they couldn't get away with Pearl. So they trained these bombers to take off of a aircraft carrier, Hornet. Wow. And they took them to within 400 miles of the Japanese coast, and at 200 feet off the ground to not be discovered, they went and bombed the Doolittle out of Japan. And then all the planes crashed, and they lost maybe a third of the people, but it's his story. And he had to jump out in a major thunderstorm at about 15,000 feet at night. And he pulled the ripcord so hard it knocked him out because he was scared. And so it follows through all their shows. So things like this, that people do amazing, amazing things.
Right.
And basically it's just pure Americana. And we think, you know, they probably won't keep the word MAGA, but, you know, it'd be something like MAGAMovie.com because we want to release it just a year before the election because it shows what the whole MAGA movement is about.
Well, and you're right, because, you know, what we're in now is sort of a slow burn kind of war that we are waging. Of course, info wars, that's the point, is we are actively waging a war of information so we can avoid those sort of brutal wars of actual violence. But you're right that it's every sort of small act of heroism that you don't hear, but is a compelling and intense story in and of itself. And it's all of these little ones stacking on top of each other that actually, you know, provide for and are the engine of the overall heroism that we see, you know, America.
That's kind of why we didn't want, I mean, Medal of Honor people obviously been there, done that, and did it. But there are innumerable military people who've not been recognized by the Medal of Honor who've done amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if people see that sacrifice, they're going to know why we need a wall. They're going to know why. You know, why we need to maintain our sovereignty, why this country, you know, what it was, how it was and why it was founded and why people, you know, sacrificed themselves for it.
Yeah. Well, have y'all found that you, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is how have y'all, been able to, do you see yourselves as warriors? Especially, I mean, I could see you on a horse charging into battle. You fit the part. In case you're a radio listener, we need to get Chuck a new hat. He's got bullet holes in this one. it's seen its fair share of combat in the info war. But Anita, like, do you see yourself as a warrior? Do you see yourself as fighting? What compels you to continue this when it would be so much easier to sort of shut yourself off and go with the flow or go with whatever, you know, Hollywood would want you to do.
For me, it's a sacrifice of time with my loved ones, my grandchildren, my children. But I do see it as a war and a warrior. And once you find these things out, everyone out there listening knows this, you can't stop. You have to spread what you know and try to stop what's happening, because many sacrifices have been made over the century or two centuries that we've been a country. And we are in a position where we're going to lose everything we've got if we don't put everything into it. So I want to leave a legacy, and we both do, of understanding, and our kids and grandkids will understand why we weren't available a lot of the time, because it's important to us to get these things on film that it could be used later.
Yeah, well, and it's a sacrifice y'all are making that gives meaning to all the sacrifices that have come before, because if we let it go, then all those sacrifices are pointless. Well, thank you so much, Chuck and Anita Untersee. RevelationMovies.com. RevelationMovies.com is where you go. Limited time free screening of Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Truly groundbreaking. Alex Jones has a big starring role. If you're watching this, I guarantee you will enjoy it. Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At Infowars.com/show.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, believe it or not, I actually have some good news out of China. I know you're shocked and surprised, just like I am, considering that most of the news out of China is horrifically dystopian. And trust me, I have some of that as well. I mean, beyond words, but this is a little bit of good news. So credit where credit is due. Chinese scientist may face death penalty for gene editing baby, colleagues warn. So, you know, I was under the impression that this scientist who had, he'd gone in, he claims to have created the world's first genetically edited babies, and he basically went in and changed part of their DNA so that they could be resistant to being infected with HIV. And I was under the impression that this was approved of by the Chinese government. It seems like the type of thing that they would be into. Perhaps they are. I actually would bet large amounts of money that they are, in fact, in favor of this and are secretly doing it behind the scenes. Maybe they just don't like the publicity that this man has brought them. But the fact is that the scientist who claims to have created the world's first genetically edited babies could face the death penalty, colleagues have warned. He Jiangqiu was placed under official investigation in November when he released 5 videos claiming to have used gene editing technology to alter the DNA of embryos for 7 couples during fertility treatments. I think this is a major problem. In fact, believe it or not, not only do we have China on our side, apparently, but here comes Bill Gates saying that nobody's paying attention to gene editing, a new technology that could make inequality even worse. So there you go. The eugenicist and proponent of mass death, Bill Gates himself, is warning that nobody's paying attention to this and that it's dangerous. And I completely agree with Bill Gates on this, that this is a major, major issue that we need to stop before it starts. Everyone has the right to be born of nature, as I put it. Everyone has the right to be born without having some scientist or somebody else manipulating your very DNA. To me, this goes hand in hand with a pro-life argument that, yes, even in the womb, you are, in fact, a person and you have a sovereignty unto yourself that no one has the right to violate, much less some scientist who wants to turn you into a scientific experiment. Now I'm going to go to a clip about Taiwan and China in just a second here. But first, we'll get to the more typical bad news about China. China has launched a massive campaign of cultural extermination against the Uyghurs. I mean, it's just incredible. They say, I mean, this is a quote from is this from Xi Jinping? I mean, this is a state news commentary. Okay. So I was going to say, if this is a president saying this, it's a whole nother level. But either way, if this is state approved commentary, they say, quote, break their lineage, break their roots, break their connection, and break their origins. That is the goal of the Chinese government. That is the goal. That is what they are attempting to impose upon the Uyghur people. Absolutely brutal and disgusting, and not dissimilar in what's going on here. Now let's go to this John Bowne report. Taiwan faces Chinese offensive.
They've had everything from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Texas Monthly try to piss down the backs of the American people and tell them that InfoWars had a horrible year. InfoWars had an amazing year of being directly over the target and predicting the launch of nationalism worldwide, the rebirth of populism, and that the globalists would try to kill the economy and that they would try to collapse our borders. We're proud to be here telling the truth. We're proud to be here standing firm for this nation. Now, because you'd think this would be top story on the New York Times, the Washington Post. I saw this morning, and I went, wow, let me type that into Google and Bing. And there was nothing being said. And I said, well, I don't just believe Zero Hedge. I said, not that they're bad, but Ronald Reagan said trust but verify. So I searched what they said, and guess what? It was in the People's Daily. It was in the official statements of the Communist Party of China. And in fact, I'd seen a lot of this in the last week. The dictator for life, Xi, saying he'll, hey, we already took over Hong Kong, we'll invade Taiwan, which we have a defense agreement with, and has weapons, including high-tech anti-aircraft and anti-ship. And that was a whole story in and of itself, that he's threatening, oh, I'm sorry, not just to invade Taiwan, and meeting at the big communist bureau with live video feeds with them chanting, we're ready for war. There's almost no U.S. media coverage, and if there is, it's pro-Beijing. I mean, it's like this one story I could do 10 hours. Emergency broadcast on air. Oh, my God. Look at their weapons. Look at what they're doing. In landmark speech, Xi threatens violence against Taiwan. And I didn't just believe this. I went and read it in the damn commie newspaper. Demands peaceful reunification. So he says, we're ready to invade Taiwan. We're ready to blast U.S. forces. We're ready to invade wherever we want. He even said we're going to take islands and physically hold them that in 2,000-year-old maps the Chinese never even laid claim to in the Philippines. Oh, I'm sure the Filipinos will roll over to that. I'm joking. Didn't go too well for the Japanese. So this guy is on his power trip. And let's go through this article. Him at the meetings, the videos. Show it to TV viewers because he's up there with all of them lined up in their weird black suits and everything. And you read these quotes by him, and he says, we've already taken Hong Kong, we're going to take Taiwan, we'll use forces if we need to, our militaries are based there. If the U.S. tries to block us, and he lists these islands that are down in Vietnam and off the coast, we're talking like hundreds of yards off the coast of the Philippines, that we're going to start attacking U.S. ships. So here's the announcement. The dictator who heads up a communist dictatorship that's killed five times what Hitler did is threatening to preemptively invade Taiwan and attack the United States. And that's not the top story in the United States. It's 1,400,000,000 people. They've got thousands of nuclear weapons. They've got missiles that can hit us because Clinton gave it to them. The average American better start getting what's going on. They've been shooting at our ships. They've been attacking our submarines. And man, in some cases, they're 800 miles away from China. And then he goes over and does a video newscast threatening to preemptively attack the U.S. I mean, this is like way past the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is insane.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have been telling you it for years and years and years that China is the enemy. China is the embodiment of all the things we are fighting against being imposed upon us here in America. I talk about it all the time, but I feel like I have to reiterate it just in case there's somebody who's listening who hasn't heard it before, that Mark Zuckerberg asked President Xi Jinping of China, dictator for life, to name his child. I simply bring this up to illustrate the fact that Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, completely in line with the rest of the Democratic Party, completely believe that China is the ideal model to follow as we go into the future. The amount of complete totalitarian control that they wield over their people is, it makes the globalists salivate. They wish they had that type of control. They wish they could, for example, put up to 1.1 million people into concentration camps where they're forced to renounce their religion, renounce their language, and memorize and recite Chinese characters and propaganda songs. Folks, 1 million people in concentration camps as we speak in China. We've gone to war for far less and been justified. Stay with us. More on the other side.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Defeat the globalists, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning. But you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
And the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Freeing minds the world over. That's what we do here at InfoWars. You can support what we do at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, that's the only way that we receive support is from you, the people, our audience. If you like what we do, if you appreciate the fact that we just give out everything that we do for completely free, we upload it everywhere we possibly can, everywhere that they allow us to, and we ask you to share it, to copy it, to get this message out. That's what we are concerned about. I can guarantee you nobody here is doing it for the money. If we were, we would go to Hollywood and lie our butts off and get paid handsomely for it. That's what great majority of people do. No, we would rather fight for truth, justice, in the American way, and do it for free if we could. Unfortunately, we can't. We need the funds to keep this ship afloat and keep this platform solid. So, folks, please do help us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate it, and it really does go directly into our coffers, like the ammunition being loaded into the cannons to fire at the globalist and fight for your right to speak freely, think freely, to disagree, to live a wild, chaotic, fun, and free life. That is what we want here at InfoWars, and we really do appreciate you helping us try to achieve that. Information across the world. We head now to Europe, where a great many exciting things are underway. First, a very, very bad thing, a very sort of sickening thing. I posted videos of it. A probe is now underway after Bremen AfD leader, that's Alternative for Germany, Alternative for Deutschland. The leader has been seriously injured in a, as they say in this article, a targeted gang attack. The reality was it was an assassination attempt. Frank Magnitz, head of the Populist Alternative for Germany party in Bremen, was seriously injured when a group of three masked men hit him in the head with a piece of wood until he was unconscious and then kicked him on the ground. Statement from the party said, adding that a construction worker had intervened to stop the assault. Absolutely sickening. You might not know who the AfD are. They are the Alternative for Germany. They are the anti-migration party in Germany, standing up against Angela Merkel and her suicidal desire to destroy the country that she's at the head of. They've gained a lot. In fact, I'll sort of go through the timeline here. It was in September 2017 that the radical right, as they put it, the quite normal and sensical right-wing party, Alternative for Germany, not only entered the Bundestag, the German parliament, but it did so as the third biggest party with a stunning 13.3%. That was September 2017. By October 2018, they had continued making gains. Angela Merkel's control was starting to slip. As the headline says, Merkel allies suffer huge losses in Bavaria as Greens and AfD make gains. So that was in October of this year. And then in December of this year, in fact, started even earlier, but this article is from December 10th, 2018, German state government demands surveillance of far-right AfD. See, they want to portray the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, as dangerous, and they need to be under surveillance. Well, what happens in this month? Not only is their leader beaten nearly to death by masked assailants with a piece of wood, but one of their headquarters was bombed. Police have released three suspects held over a blast that damaged the local office of the far-right AfD party. So here you have a party whose leader is nearly assassinated, whose headquarters are bombed multiple times, in fact, as police previously said there was a series of attacks against AfD buildings in the region, but most of them were limited to property damage. On Saturday, German authorities said another anti-AfD attack had been reported, this time in the northwest city of Meppen, where unknown perpetrators smeared red paint and sprayed construction foam at the family home of an AfD politician. And according to first estimates, the attack caused some almost $6,000 in property damage. Police assume the attack is politically motivated. So here you have a group that's advocating for Germany, who's advocating against the migrants spilling across the border, invited in by Angela Merkel and given free rein to commit crime in Germany and subsidized in this act by the German government. Well, fighting against that, that means you need to be surveilled. You need to be surveilled because you're dangerous. Ignore the fact that your headquarters are bombed multiple times, that your leaders are attacked in their homes and have their homes vandalized while they sleep, or have your leader attacked and nearly beaten to death by a piece of wood. No, you're the one that needs to be surveilled. It's sick. They are blaming the victim, as they always do. In fact, even the people that have come out in support, they can't help. They can't help but still portray the AfD as the bad guys. One of the leaders of the Green Party said on Twitter that he hoped the perpetrators would be caught. He says there's no justification whatsoever for violence, but he says those who fight with hate are only allow hate to win in the end. Yes, it's no justification for violence, even against the AFD. Just subtly justifying it, saying those who fight with hate only allow hate to win in the end. So again, these people who have been assaulted and nearly beaten to death by assailants, oh, they're the hateful ones. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably their fault they got attacked, if you ask these people. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas of the SPD, which is another German political party, more center-lined, more aligned with Merkel, says violence must never be a means of political confrontation, regardless of who or what the motives are for it. There's no justification for this. Just why do you have to say regardless of who or what the motives are for it? I mean, I guess it's true, you know, violence doesn't, regardless of who, but it's just the way that they phrase it is like, yeah, we get it. We get that we all want to murder these people, but we just can't. The entire mindset of this country, it seems, at least the ruling class of it, is that the AFD deserve to be attacked and bombed because of the positions that they hold. What are the positions? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the German government should protect the German people. What? Who said that? Bomb that guy. And in fact, this guy, Kars from the Social Democrats, says extremism in any form is rubbish. Okay, so on one side, you have the alternative for Germany saying, why are we letting in millions of people who hate us into our country, who we subsidize, who don't get jobs, who rape, murder, and kill? Can we stop doing that? Can we just put a border up to protect our people? Okay, that's the hate on one side. The other side is bombing and attempting to assassinate the leaders of that side. But to these people, hey, it's all the same. Extremism in any form is rubbish. It's sickening, quite honestly. It's sickening. It's reflective of exactly what's going on here in the United States. And, it's quite dangerous. And just know, folks, if you are on the right, if you are a conservative, if you believe in freedom and you believe in your country and you believe in nationalism, according to the mainstream media, according to the political class, according to the elites that think they run the world, you're committing violence just by having your opinions. Your speech is violence. Your opinions are violence. Your existence is violence. And so they are more than justified in hurting you. Now, Salvini has started to back the Yellow Vest protest in France. Those are heating up even more. I'll get to those on the other side. Just to give you some more news here that just came across my desk. New York City guarantees comprehensive health care for all. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad New York City is guaranteeing comprehensive health care for all, because they will serve as a wonderful example of exactly why it should not be implemented through the rest of the country. It says they are going to guarantee comprehensive health care to every resident, regardless of someone's ability to pay or of immigration status. It's an unprecedented plan that will protect more than 500,000 New Yorkers currently using the ER as a primary provider. Hey, if you live in New York, go ahead and cancel your insurance. The state has it covered. Congratulations, y'all. You're about to go broke. Fools. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. It'll be a wonderful example for the rest of the country, one way or the other. Pay attention, Cortez. Pay attention, Sanders.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Out this morning, endless wars, endless wars, especially those which are fought out of judgment, mistakes that were made many years ago, and those where we are getting little financial or military help from the rich countries that so greatly benefit from what we are doing, will eventually come to a glorious end, doubling down on the very welcome announcement he made just a few weeks ago that we would be pulling out of Syria completely and pulling out almost entirely from Afghanistan. Of course, that was met with great shouts of relief and celebration from here on the conservative side, and even, I would imagine, on the progressive anti-war side. However, of course, it was opposed vehemently by both sides of the aisle in Congress, by the entire media establishment, really letting you know exactly what these people are and exactly what they support. Everybody wants war except for Donald Trump, including, it would seem, Mike Pompeo, who lands today in Jordan, kicking off a Middle East tour to ramp up pressure on Iran, which is strange because Trump, I believe his quote was, they can do whatever they want in Syria. It's not our country. It's sand and death. Why would we die to protect Syria? I don't know. Pompeo doesn't know. Bolton doesn't know. But they still want us to die for that godforsaken land across the sea. It's ridiculous. It's undermining the president's sovereign right and ability and position as commander in chief. He is basically being undermined by not only his own Senate, not only his own Congress, but perhaps his own Secretary of State, when Mike Pompeo basically said, it is a fantastic article called Trump's Neocons Reverses Syria Withdrawal Plan. It's on antiwar.com. And it says, calling the U.S. president's actual words on Syria, quote, false narratives. How is this not insubordination? That's right. You have Mike Pompeo going around to the Middle Eastern countries today, basically telling them that what Trump says doesn't matter. We're the neocons. We're in charge and we're not going anywhere. BS. We're getting out of Syria. God help President Trump in trying to put an end to this long, pointless and destructive war. Even the insubordinate Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, said that 99% of the Islamic State has been destroyed. I think the combined forces of Russia, Iran, and Israel can take care of 1% of ISIS. I don't think any American boys need to die to achieve that goal, considering the fact that we were the ones that started ISIS in the first place. Then you have an interesting event where Bolton goes to Turkey to God knows what, most likely try to undermine the president's position with Erdogan there. But Erdogan refuses to meet with John Bolton. So would I, Mr. Erdogan. So would I. Bolton and his mustache can go back from whatever decade it was popular in. Now, the Europe is going crazy. It's going completely mad. In fact, the yellow vest protesters in France have now decided that they're putting forward a plan and a proposal. And what they are doing is they are telling everyone that's involved in the yellow vest system to withdraw all of their money from the banks at once. In case there was any question as to who this revolution and revolt was against, it is in fact the bankers, the big bankers, the global elites that wield their financial power to keep down the sovereign nations and the citizens therein. The Gilets Jaunes protesters, fed up with increasing control from the French government, including tyrannical policies of peaceful policing of peaceful protesters and new martial law rules enacted to hamstring the protesters, which includes a leaked plan to confiscate all firearms from French citizens. Well, they're now planning a bank run, which would see most French civilians withdrawing all of their funding, from French banks. French banks, which already run on the fractional reserve system, are estimated to have less than 1/4 of the funds on hand needed to satisfy a bank run conducted by the citizens of the city of Paris alone, let alone the entire French nation. This has the potential to completely tank the euro if the protesters manage to pull it off. Godspeed, yellow vest protesters, as you attempt to force a bank run and bring down the corrupt banking system that has kept you enslaved. Godspeed indeed. My sentiment is shared with the populist government of Italy, including not only Salvini, who says, I support these honest citizens protesting against a president who governs against his people, while at the same time he firmly condemns protesters who have resorted to violence. I won't say anything about that. And then, of course, you have on Monday, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe saying that France would clamp down on unauthorized protests, stating, following unacceptable violence across France, the government plans to respond decisively. And it's the first time they've responded decisively to a problem in years. It'll be hard for them to get back into that mode. Government spokesperson Benjamin Griveaux said on Friday that the government would not cease its efforts to reshape the economy and branded protesters as agitators seeking to overthrow the Macron administration. 24 hours later, Griveaux was fleeing out the back door of his office as protesters invaded the courtyard and destroyed several cars. He says, it wasn't me who was attacked. It was the Republic. And if you're familiar with history, you know that Napoleon once said, I am the revolution, or I am the Republic. These fools, these globalist puppets, seem to think themselves in the same category as Napoleon. I would beg to differ. I would love to have seen that vision of old Griveaux fleeing out of the back of his office as the people he's supposed to govern storm the front. That is how you do a protest march, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, you have Tiziani Fabi, Italy Deputy Prime Minister and Labor Industry Minister Luigi Di Maio, and they are two of the leaders of Italy's ruling populist coalition, and on Monday they threw their support behind the yellow vest protesters who are agitating in neighboring France. I agree. I think these they're calling it the Western winter in juxtaposition to the Arab Spring, and I say just as we supported those freedom fighters in the Arab Spring, which wasn't real. It was really, we're just arming and funding the Muslim Brotherhood and creating ISIS. But in this case, why not? Why not send some guns, send some CIA operatives to train the yellow vests in insurrection the way that we did in the Middle East? Why would we not support this group of people overthrowing their corrupt government? Is it because the people in charge don't actually give a crap about freeing people from oppression? They don't actually care about whether or not the people are being subjugated and tyrannized by their government, that they simply support certain uprisings when it's convenient to their own geopolitical maneuvers? Yes, I think so. Felipe also told Channel TF1 that a major police force of 80,000 will be deployed in France next Saturday, including 5,000 in Paris. Over 1,000 people have already been charged in connection with the protests and rioting. Folks, if you thought this was a short little flash in the pan kind of protest, if you thought that you'd be able to ignore it and hold your breath and close your eyes and it'd be over, how very wrong you were, as the protests simply grow and grow and become more sophisticated, more united, and more extreme in their resistance to globalist tyranny. If you haven't had a chance to go look at their list of 25 demands that the Gilets Jaunes is making upon the French government, I highly suggest you go look at that, as it provides a wonderful blueprint of just how a country can throw off the shackles, throw off the yoke of globalism that has been affixed to their aching neck, and truly reform the government, create a government for the people, by the people, serves the people, protects the people against the interest of the banking elite and those who would monger war on our behalf. On our behalf? No, on their behalf. They do it for themselves. And then also in Europe, oh, England, just when you thought it couldn't get worse, plan to require ID for all online porn is to go ahead. That's right. You will need to scan your driver's license or some other sort of form of government ID in order to access sites with extreme pornography, quote unquote. Thank God we have free speech, people. Not because of the porn, but you know this is going to expand, right? You know that once they have it in place that you have to use your ID to access certain websites, you don't think that's going to spread to places like InfoWars? You don't think that's going to spread to places like Breitbart and other conservative platforms? Yes, it absolutely will. It's the slow creep of totalitarianism, and we're here fighting against it like we are every day. Join us tomorrow on The David Knight Show.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.